Friday, September 10th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. September USDA crop reports. The USDA estimated the 2021 U.S. corn crop at 14.996 billion bushels, with a yield of 176.3 bushel per acre. That would be the second largest production on record. The U.S. corn yield was just under the 2018 U.S. record of 176.6 bushel per acre. The 2021-22 corn ending stocks were forecast at 1.408 billion bushels, up 166 million from the previous report. NAS incorporated FSA data to adjust planted and harvested acres. They include the FSA data based on the high percentage of U.S. farms that have already reported their program acres. Historically, it has been October when they did this, but their inclusion in September makes today's report especially important to longer-term Chicago border trade price direction. They increased U.S. corn seedings by 600,000 acres to 93.9 million, which was less than the trade had been expecting. They increased harvested acres by a like amount, but frankly, I do not believe that that analysis had been incorporated into this report yet and will actually come in October. With only a 600,000-acre increase in corn planted acres, I believe that there's still a substantial chance that the overall harvested acres will be lower. Also interesting was the state-by-state breakdown of where the planted acreage changes came from. They reduced Illinois corn planted acres by 200,000, Iowa by 200,000, and Minnesota by 200,000. They increased the planted acres by 500,000 in North Dakota, and 100,000 in South Dakota. They lowered the acreage in the states that have the best yield prospects and increased them in the states with the worst. I think the net acreage adjustments for corn were actually bullish. We also see a good chance then of yields coming down in subsequent crop reports, actually right into the final in January. Ending stocks did increase, and USDA cut its forecast for average farm corn prices by 30 cents to $5.45 from $5.75 in August. But add the typical national average basis of 20 cents, and it still implies an average futures price of $5.65 for the marketing year. Why is that price friendly? Because if you add up the current board prices by month through July, they average only $5.14. Still 50 cents lower than the average price implied by a $5.45 average farm price. That gives another reason why storage should pay, so farmers should bin crops again this fall. Early harvest lows are likely being made. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. USDA increased their soybean yield estimate by 0.6 of a bushel to 50.6 bushel per acre. They increased old crop stocks by 15 million bushel, coming up with a 2021-22 soybean ending stocks forecast of 185 million. They increased exports by 35 million bushel while cutting the crush by 25 million. They reduced bull planted and harvested soybean acres by 300,000. They used FSA data for the decrease in acres. Again, we do not think that they've adjusted for harvested acres yet. They reduced planted soybean acres in Illinois by 100,000 and increased them in both Iowa and Nebraska by 200,000 each, as well as by 100,000 acres in North Dakota. The balance where soybean acres decreased were mostly in fringe states. We will look for further downward adjustments in harvested acres in subsequent reports. Similarly, USDA cut its forecast for average farm prices for soybeans in the new marketing year by 70 cents a bushel from last month to $12.90. But tack on the national average basis of 50 cents and the implied average futures price is still $13.40. Add up all the current future quotes through August and the average is about $12.90, still 50 cents shy of the futures price implied by today's market. They've thrown just about everything negative at the supply side of this market that they can, and we think that future adjustments in demand is that they will remain strong, justifying storing the soybean crops too. End users were hoping to steal corn and soybean crops as they did last year at harvest. While the markets initially reacted negative to the yields, the selling shut off the further that they dug into the report numbers. Overall, they were friendly to the pre-report expectations and set up for better news in the future. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing services, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.